At the Fox Lake Prison, more than 1,000 inmates a year leave the prison daily to work in local factories. At Fond du Lac Stone, inmates and ex-inmates work side by side using what's called a guillotine, a hydraulic press to break huge slabs of stone apart and then saw them up into flagstones. 45-year-old Daniel Shotwell of Milwaukee spent the last 18 months of his 7-year sentence for burglary and aggravated battery here. After he was released, he got hired on full-time.
But I've been here 2 years now. Been back 2 years, so, you know, it's doing good. It's keeping me straight, keeping me clean, keeping me away from the streets, the drugs, the alcohol, you know, because I can't come and do this kind of work if I'm out partying at night. Then get up the next morning, you got to deal with these tons and tons and tons of stone.
Shotwell's boss, Craig Kissing, says the company's been employing work release inmates and then hiring them on for more than 15 years. He considers them some of his most reliable workers.
Because those guys, number one, are willing to come to work because they have to. You know, they're not coming to work filled with alcohol or drugs. And I think they have been really a blessing, because please, you come here with a lot of testosterone too, and we need it. They've worked out well.
Inmate workers like Shotwell don't just need the testosterone to handle the heavy stones they work with. They also need to, as Shotwell says, keep their minds set right.
If you got your mind set right as far as being independent. See, all majority of my life I always relied on somebody. Either my mother, my father, the state institutions, you know. I never really got out on my own. Now I got the opportunity where I got my own apartment, you know, I have my own car, you know, and I'm doing good for myself and I feel good about myself. That's why I don't mind coming to work every day.
This winter, Shotwell bought his 17-year-old daughter a car, and he says it's the first time he really felt like a father.
Instead of somebody she knows through a visiting room or through the mail, or bad memories of when I was drinking, me and her mother fighting, you know, now she can see that, you know, I am a better man. I am trying to better myself. And, you know, and it's a struggle every day.
One thing that makes Shotwell's struggle easier is support from a fellow former inmate, Rodney Davis, who also works at Fond du Lac Stone.
We've been together for a while, and when he started talking negative here, I'll check him about it. Dude, get off of that. And if I'm talking negative, Rodney, come on, you know what we've been through, what we're going, you know, we keep each other in check, basically. And that's good to have. It's like a support system. You know, not only my wife and my kids are my support system, but you got a friend that you came up through the system with. It's very key.
Davis served 8 years for selling drugs and was supposed to have been on parole for another 7. But after 2 years of a solid work record at Fond du Lac Stone, his parole officer ended the supervision.
Because of my track record. You know, there's good things, and if you do good things happen to you. I'm married, you know what I'm saying? We bought us a house. We got cars. My wife has her own little cleaning service, and I work, and we're doing really, really, really nice. You know, so I can't complain. It's hard work, but somebody got to do it, right?
Davis and Shotwell are work release success stories. The system worked for them because they were both committed to changing their lives. But many inmates have complaints about the system, especially about having to pay rent for a bunk in a minimum security dormitory while they're trying to save money to rent their own place when they finally get released.
And they want their money up front. Before you start your first day of work, they want $310 up front. And that's bad. They need to change their policy.
27-year-old Anthony Frazier was serving time at the Milwaukee Community Correction Center on a domestic violence battery charge when he came to sign up for job search help at Project Return.
I still need money. You know, I don't mind, you know, if I got to flip a burger or two, I will. You know what I mean? So whatever they can set up for me here, I'll definitely go ahead and what they call G4, I'll go ahead and go and do it and work at it and go to work on time and do whatever I have to do to try to save up some money.
Frazier served time in prison 3 years ago on a drug charge, and he says the work release center in Sturtevant allowed him to earn over $9,000 working at a mortgage loan company before he was released. But the county community correction center where he is now has much stricter rules.
Not being a CCC, there's nothing. It's just you go get a job, you go do this, and you go do that, and you abide by all these rules. And it's a little bit tougher because you're still in Milwaukee dealing with all the things and people that you left or maybe helped you get in trouble in the first place, you know what I mean?
Every released inmate interviewed for this series said returning to the old neighborhood is the biggest obstacle to staying out. One prison reform advocate thinks he has a good solution for that problem. send ex-offenders to college when they get out. Stephen Richards is an ex-drug dealer turned PhD professor at UW-Oshkosh. He says since most of Wisconsin prisoners are young African-American men, a prison-to-college program can kill two birds with one stone.
I mean, universities are now embarrassed at how white they are and how few minority students they have. And that's particularly true in Wisconsin. And, you know, Wisconsin campuses are all searching, trying to recruit minority students. And we know where they are. They're in prison. And most of them are in prison for nonviolent, short-term sentences. And they're just waiting for us. So why not go into the prisons? Every university should be doing this. Go into the prisons and recruit students to come to their campuses.
More on Richard's unique prison-to-college transfer plan in Part 4 of our series tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.